Who is the individual that is most powerful to bring about what he wants? And when you take those 2 million bureaucrats and boil it all down, and somebody suggested that we do just that, but when you take the 2 million bureaucrats and look into it more carefully, you of course have to trace the fact down that every decision is made by one individual, that it's impossible for 2 million people to make any kind of a decision, that somewhere, someplace, somebody is going to make a decision on what a particular action will be. Now, the combined efforts of the United States government may be the result of decisions made by a whole flock of people. But these, of course, will have to be subordinate decisions. Somewhere, someplace, somebody is going to have a last say. This is pretty hard to conceive of sometimes because it's very easy to conceive of group action as many times as you may have rejected the idea in your life. It's very easy to think of a Supreme Court, for instance, that is made up of 9 people and that it is really 9 people that are making the decisions instead of 1. But as we go along further tonight, I think we'll find this one-man rule in some surprising places where we didn't expect to see it. Well, I'm expecting to see it, or if it doesn't work out that way, then I'm going to go home. But at any rate, the point is that we will be looking for some unusual places to find this concept of one-man rule, places where we might not otherwise expect to find it. Now, the strongest element somewhere is going to make a decision. But whatever that decision is, whoever makes it, it's going to be made for the express purpose of coercing someone. And if every individual is seeking happiness, if everyone is acting from his own knowledge, and meaning if everyone is doing what he wants to do, whether or not he's doing it efficiently, it means that at any given time when the government affects his life, it's going to affect it adversely, because it is going to require him to do something that he would not otherwise have wanted to do in that circumstances. In that circumstance. Now, some individuals may align themselves so closely with the government that they are getting so many subsidies and they're getting so many things that on balance they're quite happy with the way the situation is, and they don't mind the small areas in which they're being coerced. But the fact of the matter is they are still being coerced in some areas. They are still being required to do things that if they had their way, they would not do. It's just that they have decided that on balance the profit is much greater than the loss to them. And of course, I would assume, I have no way of checking it out, but I would assume that most people in this country, as well as most people in the world, think that on balance, whatever government they're subject to is a profitable mechanism in their lives, that they are better off for having had the government. But of course, that's all beside the point, because we're not even trying to convince them, let alone decide what's good or bad for them. We're trying to make these decisions for ourselves as individuals. Now, if this individual who happens to be making the final decision as to which way the government goes is benevolent, then he will decide what will be good for society, which I think we've seen is a pretty difficult decision to make when society is not an entity of any kind, but merely an identification of a particular group of people, each of whom has his own profit motive, his own knowledge, his own morality, and so on. But he will try to decide what is good for society, meaning the greatest good for the greatest number, I presume. Now, what we want to recognize here is that his decision is going to be based upon something. How does he make that determination? Well, I think we can sum it up by saying he has a concept of justice. He has a concept of what is right or wrong for people in general. And it is that concept of justice that will have to make his decisions for him. Now, what is that concept of justice going to be based on? Well, obviously on his concept of morality, which he may fashion to be a morality for society, but it is really the morality he would like to see society live by, because this would make him the happiest. Whatever his particular profit motive and the nature of it and the nature of him, he fashions a morality for society that is based upon bringing society into line with what is good for him, just as any other individual does whenever he tries to transpose his own morality onto others. He is merely saying that if people acted this way instead of the way they're acting, then I'd be happier than I am now. And this, of course, is the ruler's great opportunity to hopefully bring this about, to make people act in the way that he had always wished people would act. Now, whether or not he'll be successful is beside the point. The fact of the matter is, of course, that it is going to be based upon his idea of morality. And that will be based upon his subjective knowledge, because he, like every other individual in this world, knows nothing more than what has come to him through his 5 physical senses and is a part of his world. He is a world unto himself, bounded by his own knowledge, just like you are, just like I am. And so his decisions as to what are just, what is moral, what is right, what is wrong, will all be totally and completely arbitrary, just as they would be if made by any other human being. They will be a result of his subjective experience with life and what this has brought him to want. Now, on the other hand, if the ruler is not benevolently inclined, as we think of the word, but maliciously inclined, then obviously